Chapter 3. What It Means to Accept Christ. A few things, fortunately only a few, are matters of life and death, such as a compass for a sea voyage, or a guide for a journey across the desert. To ignore these vital things is not to gamble or take a chance. It's to commit suicide. Here it's either be right or be dead. Our relation to Christ is such a matter of life or death, and on a much higher plane. The Bible-instructed man knows that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, and that men are saved by Christ alone, altogether apart from any works of merit. That much is true and is known. But obviously, the death and resurrection of Christ don't automatically save everyone. How does the individual man come into a saving relation to Christ? That some do, we know, but that others do not is evident. How is the gulf bridged between redemption objectively provided and salvation subjectively received? How does that which Christ did for me become operative within me? To the question, what must I do to be saved? We must learn the correct answer. To fail here is not to gamble with our souls. It is to guarantee eternal banishment from the face of God. Here, we must be right or be finally lost. To this anxious question, evangelical Christians provide three answers. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, receive Christ as your personal Savior, and accept Christ. Two of the answers are drawn almost verbatim from Scripture. See Acts chapter 16, verse 31, and John chapter 1, verse 12. While the third is a kind of paraphrase meant to sum up the other two. They're therefore not three, but one. Being spiritually lazy, we naturally tend to gravitate toward the easiest way of settling our religious questions for ourselves and others. Hence the formula, accept Christ, has become a panacea of universal application, and I believe it's been fatal to many. Though, undoubtedly, an occasional serious-minded penitent may find in it all the instruction he needs to bring him into living.